Every day, U.S. Customs and Border Protection inspectors peer at fresh flowers and containers full of grain, looking for alien invaders, snails, moths, and weeds of all sorts. It's part of a long-running battle to protect America's environment from exotic invaders. There have been many failures in that struggle. NPR's Dan Charles has the story of a recent success.
Baltimore's seaport is a world of big, noisy steel machines, giant cargo ships, cranes, and roaring trucks. And in the middle of all that, David Ng, a Customs and Border Protection officer, is trying to find something small and alive. He's about to look inside a big brown shipping container that just arrived from Argentina. He snaps a plastic seal with a bolt cutter, then swings open the container's steel door. Some wheat spills out. This is organic wheat.
Now we'll kind of sift through it a little bit. Sift through the grain, see if we see anything else that stands out as far as any movement or any other contaminants that pop out and look out of the ordinary.
A few weeks ago, David Ng was taking a look inside a container just like this one, filled with organic soybeans from China, and he spotted a feathery little alien.
It was kind of just on top of the grain there when we were doing our inspection.
It was a moth, just half a centimeter long, colored black and white.
It was not a moth that we had seen before that I recognized or any of the other inspectors here recognized.
He captured the insect, put it in a little glass vial, and shipped it off to experts at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The word came back this kind of moth had never been seen before in the U.S., and it likes to feed on seeds and grain.
This was a very important detection.
That's Michael Raup from the University of Maryland. He studies invasive insects. Over the years, he says, dozens of pests have come here from abroad, threatening crops and entire ecosystems.
The cottony cushion scale threatened California's citrus industry, soybean aphids, the European corn borers, and now we have this egregious emerald ash borer.
Nobody knows exactly how much of a problem that new moth from China might have turned out to be, he says, but we know how much damage other invasive creatures have caused, probably around $120 billion every year.
So we simply don't need one more of these guys in here.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection gave the importer of those soybeans a choice, either destroy the beans or get them out of the country. In the end, the soybeans went back to China. Inspectors can't possibly look at every container that comes through here. They say they focus on the shipments that are most likely to contain pests, such as this container of organic wheat from Argentina. Amanda Furrow, another Customs and Border Protection officer, pours samples of wheat into a set of sieves, shakes the grain back and forth, and stops every few seconds to stare intently.
So a lot of times, as we're sifting through, we'll find different types of federal noxious weeds, seeds that would require action.
So not just insects.
Right, yeah, because there are certain seeds that would require action just the same as bugs would.
She picks something out carefully. I probably wouldn't have noticed it, but once I take a closer look, I can see it's not a grain of wheat. It's a kind of wild oat seed. David Ng says maybe it's allowed in the country, maybe not.
We'll send this to a U.S. Department of Agriculture botanist, and they'll come back and let us know what species it is, and if we need to take any further action.
Nationwide, Customs and Border Protection inspectors find hundreds of insect pests and weed seeds every day. Others probably slip through, but Michael Raup at the University of Maryland says each pest they do keep out of the country is a small victory.
It's vitally important. It's a good fight that we have to keep on fighting, I think.
And they have, in fact, managed to keep some pests out of the country. The voracious capra beetle, for instance. Border inspectors catch about 200 of those insects every year. The capra beetle can be found in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. But right now, not in the United States. As for that shipment of wheat, it came through the inspection cleanly. The wild oat seed was not anything to worry about. This container will now leave the port and go on to help satisfy America's appetite for organic bread. Dan Charles, NPR News.